Major League Baseball is here to stay right here.
This project is a home run and means so much more to us than sports.
40 years that we have been waiting for promises that were made. Well, we are waiting no longer.
This is what the community was promised, and this is what we will accomplish. This is what progress looks like. And our Rays are here to stay.
Welcome to our latest episode of our podcast series, Here to Stay. This segment highlights an organization which certainly values the importance of the Astoria Gas Plant Redevelopment Project. I'm your host today, Neil Solons. The NAACP has a vested interest in the redevelopment project. Before we discuss that, I spoke with the president of the St. Petersburg branch, Esther Matthews, about her unique background.
I am the president and founder of All Administrative Solutions. All Administrative Solutions is a consulting firm, but we also have an employment staffing arm operating as an agency, placing employees to different companies, municipalities. We do heavy recruitment in the community for individuals and organizations that are looking for staff, whether it's temp, contract, or permanent. In addition, we also do executive level searches as well. I serve on several committees. Newly formed CareerSource Tampa Bay. I sit on that board of directors. Prior to that, served and sat on the board of directors for CareerSource Pinellas.
How important is it then for you not only to serve in your leadership role with the NAACP, but also be so involved as an entrepreneur and a community advocate? And how do you balance that?
The importance is to be intentional with my footprint in the community. I think that when we look at the issues that our community faces, employment is an issue, education is an issue, economic development is an issue. Intentional engagement with companies and organizations that are giving second chances to those individuals that are coming out of incarceration. And so for me, I want my footprint to be very deeply rooted in spaces so that my voice can be there in ensuring that we're providing support, resources, encouragement, and intentional guidance to the individual spaces.
Being involved in so many different areas or different sides of this, I'm guessing that you have a clear understanding of some of the challenges and maybe the opportunities that impact neighborhoods, be they in St. Petersburg or the entire Tampa Bay area. What would you say they are right now?
The challenges right now are driven by economic development, is driven by education, a lack thereof, and or, you know, the school to prison pipeline. It's driven by lack of resources and oftentimes not necessarily lack of resources, but not lack of knowledge of the resources for individuals that have a need of. And I think, you know, one of the core barriers is oftentimes the access to the resources. You have someone that's seeking a resource and we take them through such a high level of paperwork and red tape that they get frustrated. They get frustrated and can't process navigating it. And so those are the challenges, right? Being accessible, easily accessible, bringing the knowledge to the individuals that need it, and then specializing that knowledge.
One of the areas which could provide more access is obviously the redevelopment of the historic gas plant district, that proposal.
Of
and
course.
You were the chair of the Community Benefits Advisory Council. Touch on what that group did and share maybe a recap of how you came together and your overall goals as a group.
Many of us were appointed and selected to sit on that committee. Or I was appointed by Mayor Welch when the previous chair decided to step down to pursue some more intentional work in the community. I was asked and was willing to accept the appointment. The purpose of that committee was to review the term sheet that was provided and to either say yes, this is good, or no, this needs some additional work, some additional pieces, some additional tweaking or revising, or saying, yes, it's good. However, here are some additional suggestions that we feel would be immensely beneficial to the community. And so we approached it from that lens of, this is what we have. Does this meet all of the pillars that Mayor Welch has stated is his primary and sole focus? Is this development term sheet really looking at our community with a laser eye focus and bringing what we need? And then, are there some opportunities here for it to even be adjusted to a space, or with suggestions to a space that it can be even more beneficial?
So ultimately, the voter, the recommendation was 7-2 in favor, and the local NAACP chapter also endorsed the plan. So what was your take overall on the plan and as you reviewed it?
From the NAACP lens, I felt that there were opportunities for some adjustments, and I vocalized those opportunities. Unfortunately, as a committee, and because of the timing, you know, there were spaces that we didn't get to touch on. We spent quite a heavy lift of our time solely focused on affordable housing, which is vital to our community, but my voice, and I did vocalize it, that there were opportunities in this development that I felt would absolutely address the lack of housing, opportunities for businesses and individuals to increase, upskill their revenue, upskill their skill set toolkit, enabling them not to just focus on a certain pocket of housing, but to elevate their living, their economic platform, economic foundation, so that now it's no longer that I'm looking for affordable housing, but I'm actually in search of housing that I can afford. The standing up with a formal support and endorsement came after the Raise Hines the development team came and met with our executive committee and answered some questions that I was not able to pose during the CBAC process. And so being able to have that more intimate conversation aligned with what we were solely focused on, and we walked away with the desire and the decision to endorse and support.
Esther, for some, I'm sure there are positive components, but that it doesn't solve all of the problems St. Petersburg is facing. What are your thoughts on that and in that lens?
I don't think that any one development will ever solve all of the housing issues in St. Petersburg or even in what was considered South St. Petersburg. We have several developments coming online, several developments taking place. I think all of the developments will be able to address and hopefully take a large chunk or hit a large chip of the crisis that we're in. But any one development is not the sole solution for the challenge that we have. When we look at everything that's taking place, all the developments that have happened prior to this one and will happen and currently in the works of taking place after and during, every piece fits into the wide puzzle of the need for housing for those individuals that need it at or below a certain AMI.
And while housing is an important piece of this, a main focus of the Historic Gas Plant District Redevelopment Project is that commitment of $50 million for intentional equity initiatives. How can and how does the NAACP and other organizations like the ones you're involved with play a role in ensuring programs like this one are successful?
Right. So we have to demand, and when I say demand, I mean it in that fashion, to be at the table, have a representative at the table so that we know how these dollars will be spent, when these dollars will be committed, how it will be governed. We have to ensure that there are no extreme barriers to the receipt of the dollars. Red tape is one of the biggest things that detour people from receiving assistance. And so if this is intentional dollars committed to the community to ensure that something is done to rectify some level of hurt that was levied against the community, then we have to ensure that the dollars are really moved and dispersed in that way. I had a conversation with Dr. Goliath Davis a week ago, and something that he said just struck out to me, and I told him I was going to repeat it, and I think here's a perfect space to say it. He said that if we take an aerial view of the gas plant district and we juxtapose the current development and what the Ray's Hines team is aspiring to bring and put it over what was there previously, the decision of is this good for this community is a no-brainer. Do we want to go back to what it was, or do we want to see progress and development? And I think when you look at it in the view of what it was and what it can be, I think the need to move forward is clear.
Well, I appreciate the time and certainly appreciate your involvement with the Tampa Bay community, especially here in the St. Petersburg area. Thank you very much for being on the podcast.
All right. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks so much to Esther Matthews of the St. Petersburg chapter of the NAACP for joining us on the latest of our series, Here to Stay. Thanks so much for being with us, and we'll talk with you soon.